listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
All over the track, man. As I come back. As I did it, yo, I heard you beg your pardon. When I travel to the sun, I roll with the squadron.
Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little drawers because your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will fit you in a turban and have you smelling right like some old stale urine.
Chickily choco, the chocolate chicken. Anyway. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy with Tips. Welcome to the Black Guy with Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and...
And Karen, it sounds like you are having a one-man show over there.
Tips and tips.
I've been enjoying myself today.
You have. You've been singing all your white songs.
I was street harassed. I went to the gym. You know, Things are looking up.
Oh, we got to talk about that then.
People are signing up to be premium members of the show and stuff. And, you know, they said black people couldn't do this. So I'm impressed. And so I'm in high spirits today. And, of course, I'm in extra high spirits because two of my favorite motherfuckers in the world are on the show right now. Heard the first person that you heard, you should be very familiar with. It's become one of the most popular topics on the show in show history. And that is Them Thrones, and the person is Patrice. Hey, Patrice.
Hello. Hey, everyone.
Oh, okay. I'm good. How you been?
I've been good. It's not warm here anymore. Spring went away. We're back to winter.
Damn.
Oh, snap. That quick?
Sucks for y'all.
It was a wrap. I was in tears yesterday because I was outside in flip-flops and got caught out. But it's okay.
Yeah, that's the worst when you leave the house for warm weather and you get outside and outside is like, I'm not cooperating with this.
Yep. Fuck all that.
Yeah, I did not approve these sandals. So,
I love my weather in the South.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, man, for some reason the call is dropping, but it's trying to get it back. All right, there it is. Hey, Patrice, can you hear me? Oh, and now it's doing it again. So this is going to be a lovely show.
Anyway, enough about Patrice.
Hey, Patrice, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Back.
All right, cool. But yeah, it sucks when you go outside and the weather decides to change weather, change seasons in the middle of your outing.
Yeah, mid-sentence. It's fine.
Yeah, it feels like, it's like when you wash a car and it rains, you know, it's just like, God is trolling you or something.
I can't. I don't even would accept August New York hot at this point because I just feel like the planet's dying. That's all I got.
Right. I blame every version of weather on global warming. It doesn't even matter at this point. It's just, it's like, it's raining, man. Goddamn global warming. When the Republic is going to learn. Shouldn't be raining in January. And of course don't forget to go visit Patrice at helenheartaches.com.
Please do, y'all.
And follow her on Twitter at Patrice C. And you guys should have came to the chat today, man. But you can watch the replay. But Patrice is on camera. Cleavage is out. I'm just saying, fellas.
I didn't realize.
No, keep it down. We need the views.
It's laundry day.
I'm out here selling it. Like, fellas, look, you could have seen a nip flip. You fucked up.
Gotta be on time.
Now, of course, for the ladies, we also have, all the ladies that watched Juice. And got very upset when a certain character dies because he was pretty and light-skinned. We got pretty and light-skinned in the house. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, fam? How you doing? Hey, Patrice. How light-skinned coalition? Just Nikki, yeah. How you doing?
It's good to have you back in the building, man. How you been?
Oh, man, I've been chilling, enjoying myself. I actually have been enjoying the weather.
I haven't seen you. I have not seen you since we recorded a podcast together on Friday talking about sports, Balls Deep Sports Podcast.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed going balls deep.
Yeah, it was good, man.
My first time, and it was actually a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was.
When you tweeted me that in public to everybody, I was just glad no one got it misunderstood. So
I think they already know where you and I both stand with our sexuality.
Right. Well, I'm just glad nobody got it confused when midday you tweeted me it was a pleasure going balls deep with you. And I was like, maybe I should have named this something else. This pun is working backwards. But of course, you can follow Justin on Twitter. He's at Rhyme Over Reason. You guys should know it's the Black Guy with Tips podcast. Go to blackguywithtips.com and, do stuff, click on things, like us, subscribe to things, donate to things. Also, sign up for the premium podcast, man, so you guys can hear new shows that we have coming out and different topics, and I'll play some after we do them Thrones, and let you guys hear the latest trailer for a new show. So now you have something to look forward to after staying around for them Thrones. First things first, though, we gotta talk about them Thrones. I mean,
yes.
You know, Fisher Weapon Taser, Unofficial Sport Bullet Ball.
Oh, Lord, he rushed into it all. He's like, fuck all that.
Rod excited like I'm excited today. But he had a great mood, though.
Yeah, I was, the first thing I was thinking was, well, I listen to a lot of white music today, so that's why I'm in a good mood. But
Yeah, that music has tends to be really happy.
Yeah, white people sing like they have no problems. And
in the world.
I appreciate that. Everybody except Adele, apparently, but. The rest of them are very
Adele's with that angry black woman music. You know, I've already put her in that category when I make my selections of songs.
So, yeah, we left off last week, and I told y'all the number one thing I was looking forward to was what was going to happen to Brienne. It'll come to fruition, but she barely made it out of there.
We started already?
When did we stop?
How many do you have it now?
Let's just say I got at least like 15 memorized.
Okay, that's good.
So, because Lord Bolton was looking kind of rapey in the last preview, so I was just, you know, they've been teasing rapes in front of us all season. I've been hoping they don't happen. So that was been a big thing. First things first, we cut to Ygritte and Jon Snow and them, and they made it up the wall. They're walking around. Towards, I guess the attack, where are they from again? Black something. Anyway, they're going to, attack, Jon Snow's. Yeah, there you go. They, want to go holler at, Castle Black and Jon Snow's old crib and all this shit. And, Ygritte got jokes, man.
She's in honeymoon mode now. She got jokes.
The thing I did.
My name's Jon Snow.
But I actually was kind of insulted by that. I felt like they was talking about the black community. Like she was, she from the poor side of town. Now she about to make her way on to the nice, you know, rich white side of town. And it's kind of like
he's introducing her to windmills, all kinds of.
Yeah, like she just learning shit. She was like, "Oh, you and your fancy windmills, like." Like, act like you've been here before. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, she hadn't, so.
I know, but.
Exactly.
How would you expect her to respond? Yeah.
Every time I see Ygritte, I keep thinking, moving on up.
Yeah. Like, she gonna get there and not gonna wanna fight. Like, she gonna see all the nice stuff and be like, yeah, what? We wanna do what again? We wanna destroy all this? No, I'm okay.
Well, they in love. And I'm happy for him, to some extent.
I am. Yeah.
When that dude tried to holler her on the low.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. one of the wildlings is a hating ass dude that's in the friend zone, man. He, not only was he all up in Jon Snow's face, like, you think that she, is gonna become a lady of a house or some shit, nigga? You don't know what you're talking about. She a wildling. She gonna always be a wildling. You ain't her man. She just fucking you for now, nigga. She gonna move on to real man and all this stuff. And then, Jon Snow was like, I eat that pussy. Get out my face.
Exactly.
You know, the thing is with dude, like, I was mad at her too, cause she allowed the simping. She a lot, like, first of all, this nigga cut the rope on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, oh, I understand it had to be done. But then right after that.
He never heard another word from me because he looked me in the eye before he cut the rope.
Yeah.
Right. Just cut it. Just cut it if you're going to cut it. You don't have to maintain eye contact.
Yeah, Patrice, you feel me. You feel me on that, Patrice. You feel me.
He tried to act like it wasn't personal. That was what he tried to act like, oh, anybody would have cut you. Ygritte would have cut you. And he was like, I saved Ygritte, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know better. And you don't know what you're talking about. And smell my breath like poetic justice. then he started hating to Ygritte later. It's like, that dude's a hater, man. I hope he die, man. Hating ass nigga.
He'll probably
die. I was looking at her at one point, like, I like you too.
Yeah. I got him, man. What your man got to do with me?
She did check him, though. She was like, yeah, get the fuck out my face, though. I'm in love.
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere. He mine and I'm his.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
Till we die.
Yeah.
Till I kill him.
Till we die.
You know what I'm wondering too, man, because they cut back to Rob and they were talking about his uncle needing to marry Lord Frey's daughter, and they were caught out in the rainstorm, so apparently it was going to take an extra day to get to the wedding, And that was gonna be an insult, because apparently Lord Frey is really petty. But I'm like, if he's that petty and insulted, why the fuck is he fucking with y'all in the first place? What's more insulting than you sweeping up some other chick instead of his daughter, like Rob promised, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he already mad. Fuck him. It's one more day. And it's really got me curious, wondering, what does his daughter look like?
Yes, I want to see this broad. I need to know. She's going to have the illest just off to the left tooth, or she's going to have that reptile disease that the other little scary baby had.
Well, they showed all his daughters one time, last season.
And, I don't
Because remember Rob had went there. They went there one time, and he had all his daughters lined up.
Okay.
And Maybe Rob was like,
at camp. I don't know. I feel like he has something up his sleeve.
And Rob looked at all of them like, I got to pick out of these.
Right. He like, what are real daughters at, though?
Yeah.
And I thought you was going to pull your daughters out.
So, yeah. So I can imagine he's not too thrilled about going to the Uncle Glad It Rained. He like, man, yeah, buddy. A few more days of freedom. But also thinking, like, what the fuck does he care if he get married to her? Like, he's still going to have bitches on the side. He's still going to do what he want to do.
I don't understand. These people are so scared of marriage.
Yeah. Why are you scared of commitment when you don't have to have any? This is like, I got a bastard. I went to war, came back with a couple kids. My bad.
We don't even hide it. Just give it all one last thing and put it in the corner.
Yep. Yeah, quote unquote war. When really it was just a trip out of town to my mistress's house.
So that's part of it. Then there was like all this PDA between Rob and his chick while they were, you know, talking about the war and all this plotting and stuff. And I was like, they better not be pulling all this PDA in front of Frey. Lord Frey gonna be like, see, man, y'all just gonna come in my house and rub it in my face that you ain't married my daughter. You up here tonguing each other down and shit. So he needs to cut that out. Rob looking soft.
Man, I think the one thing, it's the thing throughout this show, is that the woman with the best pussy wins.
So you think
it's true.
You know, Talissa did put it on him in that next scene where they made love down by the fire on a bearskin rug like a fucking Miami. It's like Miami Vice or something, like level sex.
Yep.
It was happening. And then she laid naked on the bed for a while. And I was like, okay, she must be putting it on him, you know?
Because everybody writes letters naked. That's what you do. Right.
Not to mention, they are at camp for war. Who is?
Yeah.
When is Rob got an interior decorator on the staff or something?
Thank you.
Like,
Westeros Pier 1 up in there. It was all like lanterns and fires and bearskins and shit. Stop.
Ooh, the fancy
camp. House isn't that nice.
The mom looked jealous.
The castle they live in is not that nice.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I need 17 candles. Okay, first of all. I need a bearskin rug. I don't know. Go do what you gotta do. Kill it. Put it in the ring with a woman.
He a romantic thug.
Yeah.
The mom looked jealous, though. I don't know if y'all caught the scene right before she walked out of the tent. And Rob was already grabbing on that booty and kissing.
Yeah.
The mom gave this look like, ugh.
Yes, I can't stand that hoe. I know that look.
I don't know if I was jealous or she's like, look, your sister's a fucking missing. What you doing just having fun? And
She was looking like, I can't stand her. And then she told Rob she was pregnant. And it was just like every commercial about pregnancy tests, because he was happy as hell.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how he was going to react, honestly.
Hey, even if he faked it, I don't think he did, but that was the best response. Like, that's how every man should respond to a woman telling you she's pregnant, and just wait till she's not happy, you know? Then you could be like, then you can go around the corner and be like, oh, thank God.
Nope. That's where you hit her with the, so you sure you want to go through with this?
You gotta pretend to be happy, man. But oh yes, thank God. I thought you were gonna say something crazy, and then go around the house and cry. She's pregnant, and that was good. We got back to old hating ass nigga. I don't even know this nigga's name. I just want him to die. Hating ass Wilding.
Aurel.
Is that his name? Aurel
or Grant Spain, the one that was humping in the woods, that was simulating the humping.
Yeah, no, that one's cool. I like him.
Okay,
he got jokes. Okay, yeah, Aurel he's a whack ass nigga. He needs to stay away from them. I don't like him at all. Every time I see him, I'm like, yo, hating ass back.
I love when Rob checked him a little bit. It was like, when I kill you, what happens to your crow? Hulk. Like, well, episode before that, he was like, does it just drift off or does it fall down and die with you? Like, what happens?
Yeah.
Like, he's more concerned about that animal than he is with his life. Like, yeah. I am going to kill you at some point. I wonder what happens to the bird, though.
Yeah, really, I'm part of PETA. I don't like hurting animals, but I will kill you. Then we got the cut to Sansa. Poor Sansa.
Oh, Sansa.
Oh. Oh, baby.
I don't like her. I don't have no sympathy for her.
She was pouting. She was mad she got her married to Imp, man. And then, like, Marjorie was giving her a talking to, and, their conversations are becoming one of my favorites on the show now. Cause it's just Marjorie manipulating her stupid ass.
Yep.
Exactly.
Every time.
And that's why I don't like Sansa. Cause her sister tried to warn her first season. Like, you just a stupid bitch. Stop right. trying to run off and get married.
Right.
And like, you've been begging to open your legs up to some dude, and now you worried.
Yeah.
Like, she worried about size. Like, you know, now she worried about size.
It's not even that Sansa's begging to open her legs up. She was so dumb. She was like, everybody a virgin, right? And Marjorie's
sure.
If you say so, baby. Yeah.
She's like, did your mother teach you about, you know, sure. some, mm-hmm, all right. Yeah, my mama taught me. Stupid.
She get it from her mama.
Yeah. I don't even think, I'm not even sure she knew Loras was gay.
She didn't.
She still doesn't. Don't think she's putting it together.
Like, people are giving her hints in her face. Marjorie is like, well, you know how Loras is. And she was just like, I know, he's so wonderful. I'm like, what? She's trying to tell you.
She probably felt like he was going to be gentle with her.
Maybe.
He was going to hold her afterwards.
Until Marjorie said so that she was going to have to sleep with Tyrion.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she thinks about sex. Like, because she even said, like, anything will be a relief after what Joffrey's done to me. And I'm like, Joffrey ain't even done shit to you. You think he's done something.
Joffrey ain't done shit.
Yo, he low key homosexual too, though.
He's something. Hey, I'm just saying, go check his closet and you'll see that he ain't did shit to you. Like, it's dead prostitutes all over that place.
Exactly. Arrows and dead hoes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he trying to kill him. Like, not with his member, but with his other tools.
I think that's an insult to all the gay people, because gay people don't do that.
Like, I don't even think there's any sexuality attached to it.
That's some serial killer shit.
But I think he lashing out, like, that's his way of avoiding his sexuality.
Well, that's what Jason Collins did in the NBA for years, just kill prostitutes. It's the only way until you come out of the closet.
I mean, when he was in New Jersey, you gotta the crime rate drop when he got traded. That's all
true.
I'm saying.
That's true. We never know who had all those bodies on the shore, Justin. That's great deductive reasoning. But I mean,
put two and two together. That's all I'm saying.
But I just think Joffrey is sick, man. He's a product of incest, and his mind's all fucked up, man. He's just an evil, evil motherfucker, dude. Joffrey versus Granddaddy Lannister, speaking of which, was great. So good. Been waiting on it for a minute.
Wasn't it, though? It showed how much smarter he was than the imp.
You talking about Granddaddy Lannister?
Yeah, because, you know, the imp tried to put him in place when he was the hand. And, he even slapped him around. Like,
I was going to say, now, the imp had one of the best scenes of all time. And that gif has been sent out so often from me.
That's why I was remembering the gif. That's why I laughed.
Yes. Like, that scene, is he slapped him like, what is Big King going to do for you right now at this moment?
Right. But he didn't learn anything from it.
Yeah,
he learned something when Granddaddy came through.
We'll see. It's early to call. Patrice, you feel like he learned his lesson?
He learned because he summoned Tywin of all people. Why are you kicking cages? The fact that you had to do it on the fucking throne says so much, because we can't have it in the table room with the little chairs, and I play chairs with you. Let me sit in a big chair you're not allowed to sit in, and I can talk to you real quick. And then even when he did that, what did Tywin do? He approached the throne with no permission.
Yes.
And stood over him and was like, you can't even get up now. You're sitting in the throne.
Joffrey had such an attitude, too. He was bitching the whole time. He's like, but I don't, he was like, why y'all move to meetings? He's like, he's like, you don't even come to the meetings. He's like, yeah, but the meetings used to be in the room. Now you moved to that building where I got to go up the stairs. He's like, well, why don't you get someone to carry up the stairs, you little bitch? He's like, but it's the stairs. The stairs are so hard.
And then he was like, well, what you been doing? He was like, I've been being a king. I've been busy, you know, doing king stuff.
Yeah. I've been kinging and shit, all right?
I love that scene. Whoever wrote that, man, yeah. Like, I love that they wrote it that way, because instead of, like, him actually explaining, he couldn't explain what he'd been doing because he ain't been doing shit.
Yeah, he'd been getting courted. That's what he'd been doing, and killing prostitutes. Yeah, and the thing that was funny to me was when he was like, well, you know, I just need, like, somebody to counsel me and shit, man. Like, you know, my counselor should be over here. He was like, you're being counseled at this very moment.
Like, I'm teaching you now. I'm like, teaching you not to interfere with me actually being the king.
Yeah, this is wax on, wax off, nigga. Okay? you knew this the whole time. But, yeah, I thought that was great. I enjoyed how his Granddaddy Lannister walked off on him, too. And had that smirk on his face like an asshole.
He dropped whatever the microphone was. Just dropped one and walked off.
You know, I had visions of Ving Rhames choking
Jody,
and just being like, "Call for your mama. Go ahead, call for your mama."
Yeah,
little Jody, call for your mama. That's how he was sounding. That's the image I had at that moment.
Yeah, and I also had this thought about Sansa. If Sansa hopped off a bus in Los Angeles.
Oh shit!
She'd definitely be hoeing by sundown, right?
Yeah, she thinks she became a model.
Yeah, she's doing porn, and by week's end, she is doing full fledged internet porn. We got to see some more of the Khaleesi, which is always a treat. I know.
Before the Khaleesi, the one thing I wanted to say, mm-hmm. I think the one area that Tywin is slipping is the dragons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's sleeping on them dragons. That's true.
Like, he's remembering the dragons from when he was a boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what Khaleesi bring in the town. Like, she's bringing some actual killing fuckers.
Yeah, he was.
And he's telling Joffrey, like, nah, they're like show ponies. It's fine, girl.
Yeah. He's like, what you so nervous about? Damn.
They just big lizards. That's it.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, he has no idea. And then plus he thinks she's like way off somewhere. Like, what you, she across the world, nigga, to stop being a bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's off the block.
Yeah. she's Daenerys is over like a couple blocks away and shit. Like, I'm on the street. I'm coming down the street.
And I still hate her. And you know,
yeah, I was gonna bring that up, that you hate her. So,
dude,
just get it out. Go ahead, get it out, because I'm about to love on her.
I'm just saying, like, she started from the bottom. Now she here. Like, you started out not even knowing how to do back shots appropriately. You had to get one of your slaves to show you how to bend over.
She was a lady.
She wasn't.
She got sold into being a hoe, man.
Then, on top of that, now you acting like your brother, who you killed. You might as well have kept him around.
Oh, hell and no. You, her brother was a straight bitch. No. Are you forgetting how much a bitch he was?
He was, but I'm referring to just the whole, I'm the power is mine. Don't you know who I am?
I'm
Targaryen. Dragon ruler.
She has demonstrated why she earned her power. Her brother was just walking around on his name alone and getting an attitude like, Khal Drogo, do this shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's completely different, man.
But like, she slept her way to the top. You should hate that.
She slept her way to the middle, and then she fell her way to the top.
Right.
Get it right.
No, she slept her way to the top with the king.
But they all walked off. They wanted to at least walk off when he died. They didn't care about her. It wasn't until she pulled her pants up a little bit. They were willing to really follow her.
And she's a woman in this world where women have to all start from the bottom. And she's the only really woman of substance and power so far in this thing, because every other woman's power is completely relied upon by a dude who's ahead of her. So it's Cersei trying to get power through Joffrey. Lady Stark was trying to get power through her sons. She's the first one who's like, it's me and these dragons,
I was going to say, well, she got dragons.
They're not people, though.
Exactly. They spitting fire and chewing up sharks and everything else out here in the world. Yeah. Like, she got a supernatural on her side. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Everybody does in some sense in that world.
But prior to that.
The only woman behind her is like Melisandre. That's about it.
Yeah.
Prior to that, she was using her other source of goods to get what she wanted. She used what she got to get what she want.
But why are you hating on that?
Tactic. She didn't choose Cal Denver. She got purchased.
Why are you hating on this?
Now she out here fake freeing the slaves when we know she really just freeing. It's a trick to get them. Oh, I freed them. So now they gonna love me just cause I freed them. Not really cause I really. She's still treating
she's
them like slaves.
She's unionizing them. Yeah. She's giving them options.
Yeah. I do like the fact she did pick the light skinned brother to be in charge.
Well, she, to slaves. Me, she's the Harriet Tubman of Westeros.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah, she is getting the NAACP of that area all together and they're gonna get together and they're gonna write rules and regulations and shit like that. So I'm like, oh, you don't believe us? Hit the dragons.
No more back door for them.
No.
I appreciate that, man. Like, she is actually being like, let's unionize and get together. And, this meeting that she had was on some boss shit, because apparently they're outside of a new city and shit, and they got some walls.
Young Kai.
Okay, Young Kai.
Patrice said you was rude.
Young Ty sound like a rapper.
Young Ty.
Oh, you talking about my mama?
You ain't heard that new? You ain't heard that new Young Ty? Shit is dope. So they was outside of Young Kai, and Young Kai brought this. They had this dude come that was like, I guess speaking for the city, and he was on some like, hey, look, we don't want no problems, all right? Now, it's not that we can't handle ours, but we don't want no problems. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you as many ships as you need, give you some gold, and you can kick rocks, get the fuck out of here, because ain't no point in you trying to come up over here with these dragons. We done heard about you. We got friends that you don't even know about. We got friends you don't even know about.
They ain't here yet, though.
I go get my brother. When my brother hear about this, you in trouble, so don't even hit me.
I got cousins. I got male cousins.
So
her assistant gave her a new title when she was announcing her. She's now also Breaker of Chains.
Breaking the chains.
Every week, I don't even want to see her business card. Every week she got a new title.
She was like, well, that's cool and everything, but, let me ask you a quick question. How many slaves you think you got up in there? He was like, oh, no, a lot. Why are you asking these questions, woman? I gave you ships and gold and, you promised I wouldn't get hurt and shit. And, she was like, yeah, man, well, look, this ain't gonna work for me. We definitely coming down there to take over the city and shit. And we want them slaves freed. And, he was like, well, then fuck you, bitch. Give me my gold back. She's like, hold up, my gold. And when he approached, the dragon was like, sit your $5 ass down before I make change. And dude said, can I have something in return? She was like, yeah, your life is your gift. I'm giving that back to you.
That's what I'm saying to people. What can I have about your life? Yeah.
Thank you for my check. Here's your life.
I'm letting you walk away.
I also like that he didn't know he had given it up. He was like, oh my, that was not in my possession for a while. I thought my life was mine. Game blouses, she won that confrontation.
Who volunteers for that job? That's what I like to know.
I think he's a slave too, probably. He can't.
He came out too cocky to be a slave.
Gave him a backup band.
Right. Put on these robes, slave, and go up there and tell her what we gonna give him.
He came too cocky.
They ain't killing me.
He came out there too cocky to be a slave. Like, but who, like, I mean, like, even if people was like, yeah, we gonna draw names, we're gonna put their name in a hat. My name wouldn't have ended up in the hat. Like, I'd have faked like I dropped my name, but really my piece of paper would have still been in my hand. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to negotiate with people that have dragons.
Maybe he thinks like you. He don't respect her. And he about to become dragon food.
Even while I don't respect her, at the same time, I ain't stupid. I'm not playing them games. Like, if they didn't let me out the gate and my option was to go talk to this woman with the dragons who just killed the whole fucking city and the slave owners, or just go ahead and leave and disappear with the 2-3 slaves that came out here with me and carried me up the hill, I'm like, look, fellas, y'all ain't got to carry me no more, but y'all got to roll with me, and we're going to disappear. We're going to make a new life. over here in this other area. Matter of fact, we might even go join them. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, that, yeah, he might, he must not have been a slave, because if you let a slave out the house with all that gold, you'd never see that nigga again. Like, all right, dude.
He really thought that some gold and some ships, she would have been cool. Like, who typically turns that down? Because he thought that's what she came for.
That's what she, that's all she used to want. Like, she got, she got ambitions now. I love her.
She got dreams.
The other thing she needs to ask herself, though, is, you know, what happened to the other dragons? And who killed them?
Back in the day?
And how did they kill them? Because
natural causes, maybe? I don't know.
That same thing can't happen to her dragons. She needs to be thinking about, how do I reproduce more dragons, and how do I keep my baby safe?
Mm-hmm. Dragons are like nukes or some shit, man. Like, she got three of them, and nobody got any. Like, that, having a having a dragons is like having the big Joker, the little Joker, and that deuce of spades in spades. Like, she's like, I don't know what the rest of y'all books are, but I'm cutting them.
Oh, she ain't going Boston.
But
she?
If I got,
she's trying.
But those the only spades you got.
But she cutting
if
hard.
If you only
Justin.
Got four, if you only, all I'm saying is, if you only got and three clubs. Spades, mm-hmm. if you only got three spades, and I got 10. I'm gonna go ahead and give up my other three spades.
But she don't got no
play your trump, and now I'm good.
But she don't got no hearts, Justin. You don't understand.
I'm running the house,
and she ain't got no diamonds. She cutting them two diamonds.
She don't have
a damn.
Obviously, if she got all the spades, that's one thing. But she currently, all she got is the Joker and the little Joker. That's
but then
all
she
saying.
Got the army, the Unsullied, like that. Though, that's like the king,
the queen, you know? The jack.
I mean,
she got all the high cards.
While I'm concerned about a dude with no balls. I'm not really concerned about a dude with no balls.
I don't know.
A dude with no balls that has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
He's never been treated lovely.
That's
he's
what I'm saying.
Anything to want to
plus, go I feel like there's a certain amount of, like, shit that I would be able to get done in my life and be more focused if I didn't have to worry about having sex. Like, that you take out sex drive, all of a sudden it's like, yo, I got time to go to the gym a little bit more. I'm gonna go ahead and work on these, you know, this, I'm gonna work on my sword skills a little bit more. You know, I'm lifting these weights now. Like, I feel like the Unsullied is a motivated army with no fucking distractions.
I mean, while I get he has nothing to live for, I feel like the motivation of having things to live for can motivate you just a little. Like, the fact that, man, I might not ever get any more pussy again, it's going to motivate me to fight just a little
harder. Nah, that shit is what motivates you to run away.
And think about your boy Theon. He didn't run away.
Hold up. That's what motivates you to run away, though, is shit. Like, why are we fighting? It's other shit, better shit to do.
I could be doing other
shit. Like,
than
this is dumb. Like, as soon as I can get away from these niggas, I'm out, man. You know how much pussy it is in this world?
I'm saying once I'm engaged in the conflict. And I have to be in a conflict. At that point, I feel like knowing I got other stuff to live for, like if you had children, knowing you got a child to go back home to take care of, it's going to force you.
Yeah, I don't believe in that.
It's going to force you to be like, oh, I need to go ahead.
I don't believe in that. I think if you got in a ring with Mike Tyson and they was like, your child is going to die if you lose, you're going to still lose. I don't believe that shit.
You'll fight harder, but you're not necessarily going to win.
Yeah, you'll fight hard as you can.
You whatever your limit is.
Get your ass killed by them Unsullied because they've been practicing. But let me move on, man. Tyrion and Shay got into it. They stay arguing. She is so fast, man. She's like speaking to, like Justin was talking about Daenerys. Shay is like, I'm starting from the bottom and I'm here because she was like, I don't care what your daddy say. I don't care if I am a whore, and he say he gonna kill me if you catch me in your room. Why are you trying to marry this Stark girl? I don't get it.
Which I really still am at a loss as to why these two don't sit down, poor Sansa, and say, look here, poor Sansa, we getting married.
Right.
And Sansa be happy for the break.
Mm-hmm.
She have to sleep with him maybe once or twice just so she can get pregnant, and then he would leave her alone.
Yeah. Sansa would love for him to get... She would love to pull a Beyonce. Just get Shay pregnant.
Yeah,
I'll wear the baby bump.
She legitimately would have to carry the baby. She's not smart enough to pull off a Beyonce.
That's true. That's true.
She's not.
Yeah, no. You like everybody jokes about Beyonce and that fold on when she went on over. Sansa would be like a pillow be sticking out of her dress. Like, you right. She ain't smart enough.
She'll try to go skinny dipping. She'll go skinny dipping.
Yeah, she'll tell somebody soon as we didn't even get to see her this year, but as soon as Olena come around spitting some gossip, she'd be, this ain't no baby in my stomach, girl.
It's like you for the lemon cake. Yeah, it's the lemon cakes involved. Sansa's driving out everybody.
It's not even mine. Shay gonna have the baby. Oh, what am I doing? But yeah, so Shay is not, but I do like that she's not letting the whore stop her from being ambitious. Like, I fuck with that. She got dreams, and this arranged marriage is not about to stop her dreams. She's like, love should have brought your ass home last night, Tyrion.
I do like
the fact too.
She say, I'm not going to be your baby's mama.
Yeah, apparently not. She's like, but you gonna have some bastards? You think that's cool? She's like, I guess not.
But this is what I don't understand though. Like you've been fucking all these dudes.
Yeah.
And you're not pregnant yet. I don't think you that fertile. I mean,
maybe they got ways, man. I don't know how it works.
Nah.
Look, man.
Yeah, even back then, the pull out method still works.
I'm just saying.
They not pulling out back then.
A vagina.
I don't know whose baby that is. And they don't have more to go to.
A vagina is like growing like hydroponic plants, man. You know what I'm saying? It's way too complicated for any man to pretend to know or understand. I don't know. They probably had some shit back then. I don't understand. Vaginas are like fucking the schedule of scandal. Like, it come on 3 weeks, then it be off for 2 weeks, then it be back on for 6 months. I have no fucking idea. You just gotta let it do its thing. Yeah, so Arya, she was pissed. She did her first little girl thing in a long time because she been so smart. But she got pissed at the Brotherhood Without Banners because they was like, "Hey man, we found some old Lannisters. Let's go kill them up." And she was like, she was like, "What about our shit? You supposed to be taking me home?" He's like,
"I'll go home now.
I've had enough of this.
Like, we're selling my friends.
Yep. Like, we've all been in that car trip from hell. Where they're like, one more stop before we get to your house. You're like, one more. That's the last stop that broke the camel's back because she ran off and the hound was in the woods waiting on her. I don't know how. That's, by the way, the hound is a vengeful motherfucker. He just hung out in the woods for nothing. But just like, you know what? Maybe she'll get mad at come running out here one day.
On the chance she'd wander off.
The chance. Just the all chance. I can't wait to hear what the fuck his reasoning is next week, because I don't know what he was doing out there. He's just like, gotcha, bitch. Now.
You know? He was at his evening constitutional and just snatched off.
Like, oh, little white girl's running in the woods. And she ran up to me, of all people. Yeah. You know, little white girl's running up to me. You know, it's got to be trouble.
Yeah. That's when I knew something was wrong. Dead giveaway.
Yo, why she? And she didn't even take her little baby sword with her, too.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I think she had it on, didn't she?
Yeah, it don't matter. It's the fucking hound. She can have.
Turn up later. Huh?
she better take some fire with her. That's the only thing that scared the hound, dude. The other thing though is, I think he's gonna probably try to sell her back to the Starks, because remember, he's broke. Because they kept, they kept his money and shit. He's like, "What about my money?" And say, "You can have your life."
Yep.
He's like, "That's fucked up."
Lives for money on this shit.
Yeah, a lot. It's like women ain't worth nothing but being sold for some money. But yeah, so she done lost Hot Pie and Gendry, and now she done got caught up with the hound, so that's fucked up.
I feel like he gonna keep her safe though.
Well, I just kept thinking about that half eaten big ass wolf looking cookie and shit. I was like, man, that's so sad.
Like, I respect the hound, because when you think about it, remember, he killed his own brother on some old surprising, like, I got standards type shit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The brother burned off half his face. I'd kill him, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not why he killed him, though. He killed him because I mean, sure, they had some underlying issues, but that wasn't the main reason. Like he stepped up because his brother was getting ready to do some shit that he disagreed with, and he was getting ready to take advantage of someone else. And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, wait, he actually has a heart. Like, where did this come from?
So we cut to Brienne, and she done got a makeover, and Jaime was leaving, and I was like, why did they give her a makeover? This feels like something non-consensual is about to happen. They basically told Kingslayer, like, you know, she can't come with you. So get on out of here. Tell your daddy I ain't fucking with your hand. And then,
and they should have pinned a note to him.
Seriously. Like, they really, really want that to be the first thing he says to his dad. Like, hey, man, they did not fuck. They wasn't the ones to fuck with my hand. And then the dude that did cut his hand off was talking shit still, like, ah, you, I see you ain't talking all that shit, huh? Well, on the other hand, and shit like that, and then Jamie couldn't say nothing.
Cause he's not the one that has to deliver Jamie.
Right.
That's why he talking shit.
Right, that's true.
And really, regardless, even if Jamie's like, yeah, these dudes kept me safe, what do we really think his father gonna do to
that? That's what they don't understand. Like, Jamie has an idea of his father that he can tell them. But in real life, Tywin don't give a fuck. He probably embarrassed.
No.
Like, you done went and got caught and you ain't even had the fucking nerve to die?
Yep.
Like, what are you doing alive, boy?
Tywin doesn't like him. I don't know what they're thinking. Like, he's gonna get some royal reception when he gets home. Tywin's like, oh, you here?
Yeah, he about to roast this nigga as soon as he, like, you came back with one hand, yo, one hand bitch, get out of my face.
Yeah, because he didn't try to get him a kingdom. He was like, go fight somewhere, fight and die.
Like disgracing my name and fucking your sister, you dirty motherfucker, I hate you. So it's like, there's nothing for that, but it don't matter because it was happy times because the passion of the Theon was back. And man, I knew something was up the second it cut to him because they show his foot all fucked up and his finger and shit, and then like two hot chicks come out of nowhere, and
it's like the King of Diamonds. They just came out the sea.
Hot women just all over the place. Like, hey, you know, it turned into like the world's weirdest porno because it was like he's dirty and ugly and tortured and shit, and he's scared as hell looking around like, what's coming? What's going in the room now? What's, you know, and they was like, ain't nothing but these vaginas in here. He's like, I'm scared. Something's gonna happen. He coming back. Who is he? What you worried about?
At first, I thought they was actually freeing him, but then when they didn't take him to the door, I was like, this stupid motherfucker.
Not
like,
for 1 second. He should have known something when that cozy ass seat was sitting there.
You know, every time you see a lounging chair, you may want to go ahead and get your stuff and go home instead of sitting on it.
He's like, whose recliner is this? And what? And his dumb ass, so fucking dumb.
Yep.
They start like kissing on him, undressing each other and shit. And I went, yeah, they gonna cut his dick off. And he was like, I think I'm gonna get some pussy. Like, he really.
I can't believe he switched gears like that.
Your dick is not your friend. Like, that is one of the things I've always said. It's one of the tenets of the show. Your dick is absolutely not your friend, and it will betray you in a second. And your dick doesn't care about you or common sense or logic. It has no fucking, like, idea of what the future is. It has no idea of consequences or repercussions. Your dick is a single-minded entity that is only about itself and pleasing itself. And that's what happened. It just shut his fucking brain off. Like, he was like, I've been getting tortured. Can y'all help? She was like, we can help you with some pussy. He's like, I guess that's a good consolation prize.
He literally couldn't walk. His pinky finger is missing.
Like, what woman would want you, dumbass? So
exactly. You haven't washed it. Who knows how long?
So of course he thinks he's about to get some pussy, and the girl's like riding him like a strip club and shit. And she's like, oh, I think I feel something. And soon she did think she felt something. The boy came back in. He's like, ha ha! It's time.
He's like, nope, shut it down.
What was this, a cuckold? Was he in the corner watching the whole time?
He did. He clapped like twice, and the hoes jumped off of him. And Theon got scared again. And he stood there and was like, oh, yeah, you was about to get some. And was feeling on the girls' asses and shit in front of him. And he was like, so, you know, remember what I told you last week? I said, we can cut off, you know, let's start torturing the most non-essential parts of your body first. And what's more non-essential than your dick, homeboy?
He had a special dick knife. Like, I can't believe that's just for cutting off dicks. You can't do nothing else with that knife.
What woman came up with that?
He said, doctor said you need a dickiotomy. And about to get...
and see, magically, he had strength for could crawl away. That's all I'm saying. Like, dude, you should have been trying to crawl away hours ago.
Well, he about to catch that gray worm, because he's gone, bro.
What kind of sick dude wants to cut off another Like, I don't mind torturing you, but that's something I'm going to hold off on. Like,
he must really do something to Theon. I mean, to the boy. Like...
I don't know, man. He must have did something. He forgot about something. I don't. Maybe it's just something stupid, like he cut him off in traffic and made him miss his court date.
Like, that's one thing I'm avoiding. I'll get one of the slaves to do it while I'm not there. Like,
Thank you. Yeah. I wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But he hates Theon so much, he wanna cut his dick. It's like that scene with Jamie Foxx is upside down in Django, man. He was reveling that shit, like, I'ma get your dick off. I get to be the one to do it. Yay!
I don't have that much hate in me.
Woke up this morning, and I was like, oh, I get to cut his dick off. It's that day. It's Tuesday. Ygritte.
It was marked on the calendar.
They cut back to Ygritte and John, and, you know, Ygritte was so happy and shit. She's treating the whole shit like a sightseeing tour. Like, hey, look, it's windmills and shit. And, so John finally had to tell her the truth, which is, y'all niggas about to die. Like, why are you so happy? This is time number 7 for y'all attacking us and we stay killing y'all.
I love that the Wilders have no history. Like, really? 6?
She's like, hey. She's like, well, I guess.
How many is 6 again?
You know.
She's like, well, I guess 7 will be it. I mean, 7 is the time, right? So, yeah, John just basically told her, you know, you're going to die. She's like, well, eat my pussy one more time at least. And
and he was specific too. Y'all.
Yeah, she was like, y'all. She's like, she had to remind him, like, no. You made me come. That's how this works. So, yeah, ain't no we and them. It's us. It's just us. So, you got to chill with that. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes down when they battle. Like,
and John going to have to knock her ass out one of these days. Like, I mean, like, knock her out unconscious. Throw her on his shoulder and dip.
She was joking about him making her wear dresses and shit. He was like, I don't care.
Yep.
Like, you might not be alive to wear a dress.
But that's what he gonna have to do, is disappear.
Quick, back to my other homies. Osha. She was, chilling in the woods and faithful and shit. And, she was talking to Bron. You know what? Finally, I didn't agree with her a couple weeks ago when she was getting an attitude, you know, with Jorgen or whatever and his sister.
Right.
But now I kind of do, because, like, she tried to talk to Bran, and these motherfuckers cut her off.
Yep. And he can't walk. If he's getting anywhere, I'm the conduit. Like, you talk to me.
Yeah, y'all gonna chill. Like, you know, she was trying to talk to that giant, but, you know, them giants stupid.
It was like, what?
She like, the fuck am I talking to you for? I'm gonna talk to Bran.
And you know what? I think she learned real quick right at that moment. Like, fuck this behind the back shit. Let me just go ahead and address the issue like a real woman.
And she gave him a trill ass story, and like a true ride or die chick that I think she is. She said she had a man and he left the crib and he was gone for a long time, but she was chilling like, you know, I know my man coming back, and he did come back, but he was a White Walker.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. She faithful though. She stayed. He like, I'm going to store for cigarettes. Came back 3 weeks later, a zombie. She's like, all right, just, you know, have a seat. He was like, no, I'm a choke you bitch, and tried to kill her. And, she said, she don't even know how the knife got in her hand, but she stabbed him in the heart, and he was like, that's it. So, she burned the whole house down and him in it, to stay alive. And then she told Bran, quite frankly, I'm not doing that again. We are going the wrong way. That's the way towards the White Walkers. I'm trying to go to the safe place. So that's what I promised you. Get you back to your crib, and that's it, nigga. So, good point.
You know, the thing with Bran, too, is he don't realize he dissing his old lawyer friend for his new friends that ain't shit.
Yeah, like, and I said, I see her point now.
And she was actually probably going to roll with him even after she delivered him to her brother. She probably was going to still stay true and ride, be by his side. But now she's like, fuck all this. Like, after I drop you off, I'm out. Yeah. It's back on me again.
Niggas trying to fight them White Walkers. She's like, we need to go chase this crow. She's like, I can't see the crow. The crow is in your head. Catch the crow in your head, nigga.
Tell him to come to us.
I don't understand why they don't talk to him. If I can't see it, you need to explain it to me if you want me to come with you.
Yeah. Like, catch the crow in your dreams. I don't see these. Look around.
Poor the other little brother. He don't have no speaking parts whatsoever.
So now, we get to my favorite part. And that was, the Kingslayer was talking his captors into going back to save Brienne. That's the other thing. They don't know how much he cares about Brienne, so they don't know they're making it worse. Like, they could have been got this nigga to leave and go home if they would be like, we're just going to return her to her father. But everybody keep talking too much. They're like, shit, they told him they would send him 3 boxes of gold. They was like, nigga, please, that ain't enough. You got sapphire. And he's like, damn, I'm the one told that lie. And he's like, that's right, nigga, it's your fault. And he's like, you know, and he's like, well, let's go ahead and go back to your daddy crib. He's like, no. No, think about it. Think about this. We got to go save her because, what's more important, me getting there or her dying? It was like, what are you talking about? It's a woman, a big ass woman. Just fuck her, right? Let's get out of here. And, they didn't understand, man. So he went back and these niggas had Brienne.
I can't.
Still in the dress.
Yes, but now dirty.
Still with the makeover. Fighting a goddamn fucking bear.
Yeah, and she was going toe-to-toe with that bear. She already had a bear scratch on her neck.
With a wooden sword. By the way, Jamie didn't necessarily look like he had to save her until it was a wooden sword.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, he took note of that. He was kind of like, well, if it's an iron sword, she got a 50-50. Oh, wait, that's a wooden sword? Y'all are some assholes. Play too much.
He knows she can fight. He knows she can handle her own, but yeah. Like you say, with that wooden sword.
I'm gonna start calling the Bolton clan, clan play too much. all they shit is just playing too, they play too rough. Cut hands off, throw people in the pit with bears.
And if I was Brienne, I'd be kind of mad. So wait a minute. Instead of raping me, you just want me to fight a bear?
Right.
It's that one dude too. It's that one dude. He is so evil that I'm shocked he's not in charge.
It was his bear too. Like, cause, dude, like Jamie's like, hey man, this is some bullshit. Y'all gotta chill. And, she already had scratches on her neck from the bear claw. And then the other thing too, which I noticed, she got hit upside the head with the bear claw and didn't get cut at all. Like,
I noticed that. I was waiting for her to turn around and have like a gash down the side of her face. And I guess he just got her in the scalp.
Yeah. She must have been in enough fight. She knew how to take a blow. She ducked and weaved with that shit. She ended up, you know, Jamie ends up jumping down in the pit and, trying to save her. And, you know, I was like, you know, so much tension right now. This is unbearable what he's going through. But, he jumped down there anyway. And, somebody shot the bear with an arrow and the dick face dude was all like, oh, what about my bear? Y'all fucking up the merchandise.
It's only one bear. Yeah. I only got one of these.
Right. It's like we get plenty of big bitches, but bears?
Bears are rare, man.
When we start fucking up bears, man. Come on. So yeah, they shot an arrow in the bear's neck. The bear was like, fuck that, I'm still gonna kill her. Jamie jumps down, helps her out. He like puts on her back so she can climb up. And she's so fucking strong. She just reached down and pulled his ass out too. Like, come on, you coming too.
She's like, hold me by my waist.
Yeah. She slung him. He only got one hand. She just grabbed him and slung him up there like, come on, nigga, we both coming.
Yep, she saved him single-handedly.
Yeah, she did, man. But, you know, hey, I felt like it was the bare minimum that Jamie could do, to be honest. So yeah, they both barely escaped with their lives.
And, I say let's give him a hand for his heroes.
Yeah, it was a very good episode, you know. But yeah, so they get out of there, and that's kind of I think that was actually how they ended it, was they escaped the bear, man. A couple people unfollowed me on Twitter because they couldn't bear the puns.
Sometimes your jokes can be a handful.
Yeah, well, I mean, because the ending of that could have got grisly, you know. So I was excited.
You know? I mean, so, you handy with the quips.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't my fault, man. So, I felt like it was a good story, and I was excited about it, man. They skipped over some stuff I want to see. So let's go ahead and talk about next week, what you guys are looking for. There's only 3 episodes left. And I swear that this season go by so fast.
It really did.
It's too good.
Gendry.
Yeah. Oh.
Finding out who the hell he is. Like, he now has a reason to, like, act a bit more highborn.
See,
than he was acting previously.
See, I don't trust Melisandre. Cause she's,
not at all.
Yeah, she's so fucking mischievous. Like, I believe her literally when she keeps talking about, well, we need the blood of the king and we can get the blood from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I think she really mean the blood. Like, she's like, your blood has power. He He's like, oh, my blood got power. I'm royal. She's like, mm-hmm, sure. You just keep coming, stupid. I mean, keep coming along.
It's amazing how she knew who he was, too.
Yeah. Go ahead, Patrice. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Yeah, I think he doesn't understand that she doesn't come without strings.
Yes.
Like, she's not doing all that. She didn't buy you because she thought you were a nice guy.
Right. Like, nothing good can come of this. So I feel like he's going to get him the fuck up. Like, next week, we're going to, like, she's going to cut his heart out of some shit. Mm-hmm. I don't trust her. I want to see my man Peter from the coffee and that baby, man.
Yes. I forgot about Peter and the baby.
Got to stop skipping over that Game of Thrones. That's good comedy every time. It's like, the fuck are you going to do with a baby and a woman, man? You can barely take care of yourself. You've lived this far by falling down and being out of shape. This is not a good, sign. I do want to see what's going to happen with, the Lannisters, because these weddings got to start popping off soon.
Yep.
I thought they were this week, but I guess next week. I don't know.
You know, yeah. I wonder if Jamie's going to marry his, the big bitch. I wonder if he's going to marry her.
she's really a daughter of the Sapphire dude, but I don't think the Sapphire people really got any money and shit. Like, I don't know why he would do it. So, you know, I don't think his daddy would let him. Like, his dad is a
beast. He has one arm now. Tywin might just be happy to see him married, not to his sister.
But could you imagine the offspring they would produce?
Oh, my God. Because
Jamie is a stone cold killer, and she a stone cold killer.
Y'all just made y'all both just made me realize what I really want to see next week.
Which is?
Brienne meets Cersei.
Ooh.
Mm. The count. You know the quips will be coming, and you know Cersei gonna be talking the most shit. No way Brienne gonna like Cersei.
Man, she gonna try to choke her in front of everyone.
Oh,
because she got a short temper.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. That's gonna be good. I wanna see Brienne give her that stare down from about 6 feet up in the air. Like, yeah. So you really think you're gonna talk to me like this? I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for, because I'm sure Joffrey gonna do something to piss his granddaddy off just to try to prove. Like, I'm really in charge.
Yeah. Basically Jamie and everybody. Like, Jamie meeting everybody again at home is going to be good.
Home, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most. And I need to see what Lord Frey's daughter look like. There you go.
Thank you.
if she come out with, like, one arm or something, I'll be like, oh, okay. Like, I just need to see. If she's fine, that's going to fuck up my whole timeline next Sunday. Like, what was the big problem? She looks okay. Does she not have a vagina? She used to be a dude. Like, what is up?
I also want to see what happens to Arya. I want to see what he does with Arya. Where he takes her.
I hope he doesn't do anything.
Like, does he take her to her brother? Or, like, where will he take her? Like,
I think he sells her to Rob for some money. That's the kind of shit.
He needs money more than he needs to hurt her. Because that's not a smart move on his part.
Yeah, that's what he do. The Hound don't give a fuck. Yeah, man, we still don't know who has Theon. Not that I care that much.
Oh, that's final episode.
Yeah, like, they can reveal that dude's his twin. I don't give a fuck, man. Oh. Keep killing him. That is all I care about.
I really think that dude, he's at home in his father's castle, and they torturing him. His dad is torturing him.
I hope so. Fuck him.
I can't. That would be too much to handle. That's too much.
Mm. His dad hates him. Like, why not? His sister hated him.
He killed them kids, man.
He killed them kids.
Like, people always like, how can you be for the death penalty, Rod? Can you imagine? I'm like, well, I'm for Theon getting fucked up. Like, and they don't do anything that bad in prison. So, I mean, you know, I'm for it.
Why pay to feed him all them years?
Yeah, exactly, man. Let's get to torturing them. You know, it's like, aren't you against Guantanamo? No, not really.
Because Theon was happy for a little glass of water.
I watched Zero Dark Thirty the other day. I was bored. Not enough torture.
It was terrible.
Not enough torture for me. I was like, they ain't got nothing on Theon.
Theon's getting the worst thing. I just wanted to stop because I hate the close-ups of it. That's all I'm at. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. They don't have to do the close-ups of the thing. I mean, I watch them and rewind them, but I understand why most people don't. I understand. It's a little too much. All right, man. Well, thank you so much, Patrice, for being on again.
No problem. Thank you, guys. I'm going to try to catch it live this week because it's totally different when I don't catch it live. There's less jokes.
Yeah, I saw you was running a little bit late, and I only put you in one tweet, but I didn't spoil it. I just said, very good episode.
I heard that. After I watched it, I laughed a lot.
I was like, she'll like this. But yeah, hellandheartaches.com, at Patrice C. Make sure you guys check her out, man. We appreciate it. And, we'll talk to you next week, Patrice.
Talk to you guys soon.
Have a later. Good one. Peace.
Bye.
Ah, love that woman. She's the best, man.